Good afternoon. My name is Larry Rappaport, and I represent COAS District 1. HB 569 seeks a dual use for state transportation rights of way. We already have taken land from folks so that we all may benefit from better roads, bridges, and railroads. So why not put the land to dual use and increase the usage, using it for the conveyance of power, which we already are doing, by the way, with fiber. Fiber is buried, I think it's Route 89 and partially in Route 93. The bill mandates that usage, whenever possible, it's not mandated, puts power transmission in public rights of way, as we now do with some electric telephone and cable distribution. The idea of creating new rights of way for the sole purpose of enriching some corporations is ridiculous to me. When I served on the 361 Commission, that's the commission to study the feasibility of establishing energy infrastructure corridors within existing state transportation rights of way last summer and fall, I heard testimony to the effect that this idea does work and is being utilized elsewhere. As an example, the NEL, which is the Northeast Energy Link project, which the commercial entities are Bangor Hydroelectric and National Grid, along with the state of Maine, brings electricity from New Brunswick through Maine using Interstate 95 as a corridor. When it passes through New Hampshire on its way to Massachusetts, it could still use the same road. They plan to bury transmission lines in the already softened corridor, thereby completely bypassing any visual intrusion to their residents. That sounds like an idea whose time has come in New Hampshire. I believe the income from just one power project could easily be as much as $80 million per year. While there are substantive legal issues that have to be solved, this would provide relief to the state's already overburdened taxpayers and would go far to fund additional services. While I believe that land owned by some entity should be able to be used for whatever purpose that entity wants, I am also a great believer in personal responsibility and in not infringing on the rights of others. I should never be able to trample on the rights of my neighbors, especially when there is no public benefit. That's why we have laws against murder, burglary, and similar violent and nonviolent crimes. Creating a power corridor where one did not exist before can be a gross intrusion onto the rights of others. Why even do this when we have good alternatives? This bill does not mandate a specific methodology for conveying transmission, but it might be wise for the state to install conduits which could be used to accommodate different services. Thank you for your attention. I'll try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions? Yes, Representative Kelly Pitts.
Sure.
Well, there are two parts to the answer to that question. One of them is, for example, Route 101 is completely owned by the state, and the state is allowed to permit other services in there. Nothing has to happen. The other one is that there are also many abandoned state rights of way for railroads. About 10 years ago, the state passed a law that said that where it held an easement for a railroad right of way, it now held a ownership in fee simple, which means they can do whatever they want with it. That was on our commission. Mike Pillsbury, the deputy, said that, well, it had never been tested in court. My answer to that is there's already a gas transmission pipeline buried in the railroad right-of-way. So wouldn't that be subject to the same thing? And it costs, you know, huge costs. So I think that it can be done. And once again, that represents a legal issue which needs to be investigated. But I don't believe that we should prohibit it or in any way stop that from happening.
Yes, Representative Townsend, and then Representative Murotake.
It's true, I believe, that both the railroad right-of-way and the roadway right-of-way are all disturbed ground, which would be easier to bury pipeline in than raw ground. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. Both the railroad right-of-way and the state highways have what they call softened ground, so it would be easier to bury it.
Representative Murotake.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does anything with this bill also allow other multiple use of these rights of way, for example, burying broadband fiber?
Well, this bill is aimed towards electric transmission, but it could easily be modified. I'd be perfectly agreeable to that. It's the state is now burying fiber on, I know they are on Route 89. I believe they're also burying it on Route 93 as well.
Yes, Representative Lavasse.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Representative Rappa, for taking my question. The underlying premise here seems to be that transmission towers would be visually offensive and obtrusive. As it stands right now, transmission companies either use their own existing rights of way or purchase new rights of way to build these transmission lines. When they do that, they, in theory, use the contour of the land and tricks of the terrain to try and minimize that visual impact. I mean, clearly it can't be 100%, but they do what they can to minimize it. Don't you think that by slapping these on the sides of highways instead or on the sides of railroad beds, it would be even more visually obtrusive?
Well, not if it were buried. You wouldn't even see it.
Any other question? Yes, follow up.
I don't see anything in this bill that requires them to be buried along the rights of way, unless I missed something. But this just says they have to use existing transportation rights of way. It would seem that just slapping poles and towers on the sides of the highway would be what would be accomplished by this.
That's right. There's nothing in the bill which would prohibit them from putting up towers if the state were to permit such a thing.
Any further questions?
And the right of ways were wide enough.
Representative Kelly Pitts.
Yes, I would agree with that. However, The bill says whenever possible.